It's a new day, it's a new life, and I'm feeling good. Oh,
that wasn't the right place, mate. You've given me your flipping bug, fam. Didn't even work today, bruv.
Me, I gave you bug. I didn't have a bug.
Gee, whatever it is.
I just had the blocked nose.
Exactly, that's a bug, bro.
Exactly.
I woke up, stupid headache, sore throat.
Oh, you had a headache? Oh, okay, cool. Then it was a bug because I had a headache.
I woke up, emailed the team, said, listen, man, today's not the day, innit? Just went straight back to sleep. Just mad tired, like mad lethargic.
Yeah.
Oh, Zara boy, yeah?
That's getting bleeped.
I knew he was going to say that, but why, bro? You want to gatekeep? Like Ben's over there.
Not going to lie, like, I just... Like, I'm not bleeping him, but I just want to talk. These guys know how to do their things to me. There's some TikTok guys that just always post like Zara drops.
Oh, like in the mirror?
Yeah.
Yeah, you've seen that as well.
I'm just going to 826.
You know they're bringing back, they're bringing Dune back to the cinema.
What?
Dune.
Oh.
They're bringing number one back to the cinema.
Fairs.
In a few weeks, then they're going to put a snippet of the second one.
Yeah.
At the end of the film, and then obviously the new one drops in what, March?
Yeah, they even released the first one on Netflix.
Yeah, I was literally watching it before you came here.
Yeah, I watched it today as well. Dune.
Yeah, it's a film still.
Oh, I thought you were saying Doom as in like Fantastic Four.
Nah.
I said that's his name.
Yeah, Professor Doom. Yeah. But yeah, I was watching that literally before I left to to come studio, man.
I watched it today as well. Also, weirdly enough, yeah.
What's it about?
It's like the new Star Wars.
Yeah. Yeah, more or less, innit?
Yeah.
More or less, but it's not like up in space, like it's in the desert.
I mean, it's in space.
Okay, yes and no.
It's a different planet, but
it's based on a desert though, isn't it?
Yeah,
Star Wars
is
better, like spaceships. Okay, they've got spaceships as well, but it's a bit of a
another thing I won't be watching.
Why not, bro? You're robbing yourself of so many experiences. Bro.
You literally just said the Star Wars. I don't think I've even watched the original Star Wars.
I didn't watch Star Wars either. But this is hard, isn't it?
Yes.
No thanks.
Fair enough, mate. You're not gonna watch Succession, are you?
No.
Nice.
This guy said that if I don't enjoy, he'll die his hair.
I will. Mum's 100. What?
I keep standing on a show that like
good,
that,
bro. The show you're seeing the awards is winning two weeks in a row. You know how good that show is.
Yeah,
bro.
What if he doesn't like
it? He will enjoy it, bro. I'm telling you.
Okay.
But he won't watch it, so
should watch it just for that.
Nah. That's partially why I said it, because I knew he wouldn't watch it anyway. Like, of course I would. Mouse. If I said I would, then I'd do it, bro. 100. 100.
Just do it, innit?
Nah, he's not going to watch it.
But you would actually dye, like, would you actually dye your hair? Like,
mother's life, bro.
Forget the bet. Like, would you dye your hair?
Maybe. Not for sure.
Nah.
You won't do it, though. That's partially why I said
it. Never in my life dye my hair.
So?
Nah.
Why not?
I just think it's a bit.
It depends what color you dye it, bro.
I think it suits certain people.
If you go and do the soccer team, then obviously you're doing too much, bro. Like, just allow it back.
Yeah, that don't look nice.
Like, it suits certain people. I just don't think it's my brand.
Fez.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, I would never dye my hair. I would never get a nose piercing.
That's not on the same level, man.
Yes, it is.
Nah. I don't know.
It's very much on the same level.
Why? I think nose piercings should just be for girls, innit? That's right.
Again, it works. Depends on
it works on some people. Yeah. Like,
I've not seen it on a guy and thought, Fez, that looks calm.
Who has a nose piercing?
I haven't seen it. Still.
I just
doesn't. Dami have a nose piercing?
Does he?
Yeah, he does.
Didn't he paint his nails?
Mm-hmm. We're trying to get
that. That's on the same level as that. Dying your hair is
they're
a different
all the
thing.
Same level in my opinion.
Yeah. Depends, isn't it?
Oh, wait, where is this guy? Yeah, he has two nose piercings.
There we go.
He has two nose. He has a hoop and a nose pit stud.
Yeah, that's fair, isn't it? But his brand's a little bit more.
Do you think anyone's punching in this relationship?
Nah.
Between
I think that's relatively equal.
Dami and India.
I think that's pretty.
I got told that. Well, a girl told me that she thinks Dami's punching. I was like, bro, what? Mm.
Nah.
Like, no, like, pause or whatever. But Dami's actually good looking.
Yeah, he is still. It's because on the show, he didn't look like how he looks now, innit? He didn't, I'm telling you.
He did.
What did he look like? Like himself.
What does that
I'm
mean?
Telling you for I'm telling you for facts, bro. How he looks now, that picture he just
in
showed
terms
you.
Of what, like his dressing
facials,
or,
like looks.
Or,
like, didn't he have a full beard on the show?
No, I can't remember. Did he have a full beard?
I remember, I'm not
glad. The only thing he's done is like he's grown his hair out, like growing his hair because he had
a low cut on the show.
Yeah, he had a low cut on the show. And he's just growing it out.
No, yeah, I don't think anyone's punching this one. I'm not gonna lie.
I think that's rude to even say, though.
It is rude, but I just say that I've always said, like, if I was dating a girl and someone told me I could do better, I won't take it as a compliment. I'll be offended. I'll be very much offended. I'm not gonna lie.
That's not a compliment in any sense.
No matter how you say it, if you try and spin it like bro, house, like you're actually good looking, bro. Like you can actually get a way better looking girl. Bro, like your capability.
They're saying your girl is subpar, bro. It's a backwards compliment.
Yeah.
It's a backwards compliment.
Backwards compliments aren't compliments, though. They ain't. That's why they're backwards, bro. They're not compliments.
No, but like, in the general scheme, it is a backwards compliment. They're basically complimenting you, but insulting something that is like close to you, I guess.
That's what I'm saying. There's compliments and there's insults in it.
Yeah, like, for me, that's an insult.
That's an insult. Do you get it? Like, from when they're telling you it and they're getting your backup in response, like, how can it be a compliment kind of thing? Do you get it?
No, I would be pissed off someone because, like, what are you talking about, bro?
If anything, you want it to be the other way around.
No, I just want it to be equal.
Yeah, ideally, innit? But, like, if it's going to be one way, you don't want it to be a thing where you're punching. Sorry, the girl's punching. Wait.
Yeah, the girl's punching.
Yeah, you get it? Because that's more.
Yeah. If I had to pick between one, it would be that I'm punching.
Do you get
it? Because that means that she is.
Yeah, do you get it?
Out of this world. And out of this world doesn't exist. So.
Yeah, it does, man. Just ain't seen them. Oof. Nah, it does. Out of this world. We ain't seen out of this world in London, have we?
I haven't seen out of this world in this lifetime. Humble. No, I'm joking. That. You just got the word, though.
Out of this world just sounds mad.
Out of this world is like, you cannot believe this beauty.
Yeah, let's change it. You've seen, like, incredible, bro.
Yeah, I've seen incredible.
You get it?
For sure.
Like, that's, I'd put that on the same pedestal. Like, out of this world is just, like, who even says that?
Mm-hmm.
You get it?
To be fair, you can say that to your girl. Babe, you are out of this world.
Nah, I'd laugh. I can't say that with a straight face. It's the same thing with We Be My Valentine, bro. Like, I can't say those words out loud and not start smiling. I'd have to banter it, like you said. It's going to go on a card. I'm not going to say those words. Well, I don't think I would say those words out loud.
I would be serious. I would say those words.
So when he says something like that, you're not going to say you're going to get some, bro. But when I want to say, talking about whatever I was talking about the other week.
Nah, your statement was outrageous. What, fly out? Yeah.
That's not that bad.
You know, I can't believe people were back at you. On both platforms.
Both
guys. Guys and girls.
Swear.
Yeah. Guys, though, for sure. Maybe, I can't remember. No, there was definitely girls as well.
I think so.
Yeah, man. Like, we only got, you seen that, like, TikTok, Eddie Murphy's like, what if I told you got 75 years? 75 years to live.
What?
I know, I've seen it. I know what you're talking about.
He's like, what if I told you you got 75 years to live?
Left.
75 summers overall as a lifespan. He's basically saying that, like, don't waste time in it.
Is it, like, him? It's just an advert.
I don't know if it's it. Yeah, it sounds like him.
When I saw it, I was just like, let me skip past this, man.
Yeah. But
it was one of them ones just saying, like, use your time wisely. It's one that's supposed to be, like, motivational.
Basically, don't waste time in it.
Every day is a good lifetime, bro.
Yeah, I'm assuming that's the average. I don't even know anymore.
I don't think it's the average.
To be fair, there's a movie about that with him in it. So I was thinking there's talking about a film.
Eddie Murphy.
Yeah. And there's a tree, and every time
I leave, I watched that film.
Nah, I watched it.
No, it's a good film. Still.
Old?
Yeah.
As it before 2000?
No.
Between early 2000s, probably.
I'll have to put, is it on, like, Netflix or not?
I don't think so. I would have
probably
seen
it. Probably not anymore. What's it called again?
1,000 words.
1,000 words. When did it come out?
Have you watched Bradley Cooper's new film?
Who?
Bradley Cooper.
What is it? Maestro?
Maestro, yeah. You got nominated for an award.
Well, it came out in 2012.
I'll swear.
Yeah,
you got nominated for an award for that film, I think.
What one? What award?
Best director, I believe.
Oh, fair. This
guy's a filmmaker.
He's an actor.
Yeah, he's an actor.
But Maestro was his directorial
debut.
No, I haven't seen
What's
it.
What's he in again?
Bradley Cooper.
What's that film he's in again?
Silver Lake. Which one? That's not a big film.
Hangover.
Yeah, Hangover.
Is that his biggest film?
That's what I know.
Yeah, I would say that's
his Bradley Cooper. Film. That can't be his biggest film.
Have a Hangover.
Silver Linings Playbook is not his biggest film, but it's a good
maybe
one.
That as well. I haven't watched that though.
I'm pretty sure that won the Oscar. I might be capping.
Wait, what?
It's Bear movie that's come out that I haven't watched.
Look, like I still stand on. I have not been to the cinema because there's just nothing I've seen that's intrigued me to go.
Depends on what you're looking for.
Brad Cooper, A Star Is Born.
That's what I was gonna say. That was the other film I was gonna say.
A Star Is Born. The guitar one. Where he's with that girl.
I've definitely not watched it.
It's with Lady Gaga. Yeah, Lady
Gaga. So she's the girl.
Gaga.
Yeah, she's the girl in it.
Oh, she's the girl, to be fair.
No, I never watched it, so.
There's another film. Oh my, this is American Sniper. Like, come on.
Never heard of it, never watched
American
it.
American Sniper?
Never heard of
I've
it.
I've heard
That's
of
another
it.
Oscar winner. That's crazy.
What did American Sniper win the Oscar for?
Maybe Best Picture? I might be wrong.
You have to be wrong.
It definitely. Hold on.
This film that's on Netflix. Oh, no way.
Best sound editing.
Yeah, there we go.
Fair enough. What?
Best sound editing.
What's that?
What do you mean, what's that?
What's best sound editing?
Some Oscar, bro.
So then is that a film?
What?
That's an award. That's a category for an Oscar.
You can get an Oscar for best sound editing. Bro. Yeah, sound editing.
That's like the behind the scenes crew that actually like make the film in it. Yeah. But they're
bro, there's bare
control of the sound.
And they can get an Oscar for that.
Yeah.
Wait, as in the film?
Yeah.
Yeah, the film can get it, but obviously be that department in it. Yeah.
Bro, there's so many.
How do you test? How do you?
You just watch the film. You just hear the sounds. Just hear this, like, the music or the score or something like
Slow
that.
Down, just give anything nowadays, bro.
Like special effects sounds, everything like that. I think Dune won an Oscar for that as well.
Visual effects, no?
I think so.
Dune won a few. Dune might even have best picture.
Oh, my birthday's not today.
Best picture,
maybe. Yeah,
come on. That's Denis Villeneuve we're talking about. Denis Villeneuve. I'm seeing Barry Keoghan's going to be in that film.
What film?
Dune 2.
Playing who?
God knows.
He's not in that film. Or did they just announce it?
You're seeing it. And he's going to be in Gladiator 2 as well. I'm definitely watching that.
Fez.
Oh, you watched Gladiator 1. Russell Crowe. I ain't watched that.
Who's he playing in this?
When is it coming out, though?
Why doesn't it say his name on this thing?
Whose name?
Barry Keoghan. Barry Keoghan.
Denzel's in it.
In Dune.
Gladiator 2, man. Man said Denzel in Dune. That's funny still. Oh my gosh. Well, yeah, man. That's the intro, innit?
All right.
Do you know that's from?
How'd you know?
Oh, no. That's Matthew McConaughey, bro.
Who?
An Oscar winner in his speech. That's what he said. All right.
No, I was copying out you.
That's probably where they got it from. I won't even lie. Oh, yeah, go on.
Yo, guys, welcome to the Always In podcast. It's your boy, Hustle Hustler. You're joining my co host, T9 in the building.
What are you saying?
This is joining my other co host, the man behind the scenes, the man behind the camera. He has no face, but he has a name. His name is Benzo 8.
Yo.
What are you saying?
Make sure you lot like, comment, and subscribe.
Yeah, all digital platforms.
If you're on the audio, make sure you vote on the poll on Spotify. And yeah, leave your thoughts about the episode right now. At the end of this episode, innit?
Vote on the polls as well, man.
Yeah.
But yeah, new age. Yo, how you feeling, bro?
You were bad in the new jacket.
How you feeling?
Yeah, Arnie. I'm cool still. New Year Age, yeah, man. I'm just calm, innit?
Just calm.
See, that man's life, bro.
You don't feel it?
Nah, I feel like 25, not now. Just worried. Yeah, yeah. I'll probably get that frontal lobe,
That's when it fully develops, isn't it? Yeah. I don't know if you physically feel it, though.
Nah, apparently physically feel it, bro.
So, I've only heard 25 is when like, women get that shift.
I doubt that's how it works. Anyone at
25, I've seen women say that at 25 you get this like shift in like how you feel and that. I don't know.
Probably, but I doubt you feel it.
No, like the realization hits, apparently.
Yeah.
What, just in the morning of your 25th birthday, that's when it hits.
Bro, I've just heard women say that.
I've heard both.
I've heard that your brain is fully developed.
Yeah, the man's brain is fully developed at 25.
Yeah. And I've also heard that it's better to smoke the green stuff once you turn 25, that it has less, it's better for you after 25 than it is for you, but when you're under 25, obviously because your brain's still developing.
Yeah.
Once your brain's developed, it doesn't affect it in a certain way anymore.
All right, because it can distort your growth.
So I don't know. In terms of like the way your brain developing. Develops. Yeah, yeah. That's what I've also heard.
Fair fact, there you go.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
I hear it still.
You know, they're bringing back, McDonald's is bringing back the breakfast wraps.
I never had that.
You never had it?
Bro, I still.
When did they stop that?
They stopped it like 4 years ago, bro. Oh. The breakfast wraps.
I never clocked.
They stopped it, man.
Why the hell would they stop that?
I don't know, but they're bringing it back this February.
What's even in it? No. You've never had a breakfast.
Bro, I get the same thing. Double sausage egg muffin.
No, I never used to get that.
Two, if I'm feeling it. What's in the breakfast?
I would never really get a wrap either, but I've got it. But that was more like secondary school time, though. Yeah, that was more secondary than I used to get a wrap.
Is they're not going
to
say what's actually in the wrap?
Just everything in the breakfast, bro.
Yeah, it's just like hash browns. Yeah, hash browns, sausage, egg.
I think that's it.
And then, yeah, that's it. And then you can get it with like ketchup or
brown sauce.
Yeah.
Swear down.
Yeah. Yeah, that was a throwback still. Why did you even see that?
Someone sent it to me on Insta, but it's actually coming back like February, early February.
In America or here?
No, here.
So,
yeah.
That's crazy. I didn't even deep that.
People keep saying that when American franchises come to the UK, the food's just dead.
Yeah, I saw that. Like, I saw
Wingstop.
Wingstop's not dead, though.
I've never had Wingstop, to be fair.
That's crazy again.
I literally had Wingstop the other day. I never used to like it, but I actually banged.
Yeah, but is it on delivery for you lot?
Yeah, I've never had it to my other before.
It's not on delivery for my bit, in it.
Yeah, it is.
That is crazy. What do you mean?
Wingstop is. It's nice.
I think it's
overrated, but it's nice.
Overrated? I don't really see people rating it no more. I don't really see it as like, oh my God, let's go Wingstop.
Yeah, like...
So it's mid?
It's not mid,
no. It's definitely not mid.
It's not... Like, what's your man's favourite, like, takeaway or fast food, in fact?
Probably Chinese.
Okay, no. Let's say fast food chain.
I don't really eat fast food.
Fez.
If I had to, KFC maybe.
Fez.
Like, I'm definitely a KFC of a McDonald's guy.
Yeah, 100%.
For sure.
100%.
And their chips got better.
Yeah.
Yeah, they did the seasoning on it now.
It's good now.
But I was never actually like that. I always used to be McDonald's, but I was like, bro, KFC actually does seasoned chicken.
Yeah.
Why would I not prefer it now?
McDonald's. It's just not.
McDonald's is mid, low key.
Yes,
it's not even mid. It's the aftertaste, isn't it?
Bro, it's just not. What you're eating, I don't know what you're eating anymore. The burger. I'm not trying to cause a conspiracy, but I don't know what the meat is in the burgers anymore.
Bro, like, you know, if you can say that for all fast food chains.
No, you can't. If you get a Five Guys burger,
you know,
and
that's
a McDonald's burger,
yeah.
You know one of them's beef. That's what I'm gonna say. You know, one of them is beef.
Wait, but you get beef from McDonald's though, Big Mac.
Yeah, that's the beef.
That's beef, but that's dead. I don't get Big Mac.
Yeah, but in any burger anyway.
Oh, Fez, like McChicken sandwich or something.
Oh, Fez, is that what you get?
Yeah, nice, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Anything
that's
not
beef. Chicken, bro.
Yeah,
so
still.
What is it?
It's plastic.
It's true. It doesn't seem.
I don't even get. I prefer KFC chicken. To be fair. Yeah, KFC. Yeah, but KFC, that's what they're about.
No, but that's chicken. Bro.
That's their specialty. Yeah.
Bro, it's square, bro. McDonald's burger.
No, it's not.
I swear down, it's like
circular,
a square.
No. Rosky said it's square.
Nah, it's like a pear shape sometimes. Like, but it can square off, bro. Nah.
That's crazy.
I ain't digging it. I can get on a quick meal chicken meal because it's like $3.99 or something.
Yeah.
But no, I don't like him.
I just have the nuggets from there, bro.
I used to be that as well, but
20.
That's yeah, the 20 nuggets. That's it.
I've not had that in a while.
Burger King, their chips fell off. And it's too expensive. Yeah. It's not worth it anymore.
Burger King was never a chips thing for me still.
They got good chips though. And they got no, the chicken royale.
I never noticed. I know Burger King used to do like good
nice burgers, yeah.
But still, it's always been Five Guys for me, I think.
Their price is just not healthy, bruv.
Doesn't their food is actually quality though.
But you're paying like near enough it's 18 quality. Quid for a burger and fries and a milkshake. That's insane. That's more it's than quality. Nando's.
Would I take Burger King? I mean,
you would not take Five Guys over Nando's.
I would. That's disgraceful. I would. That's definitely an argument though.
I would.
I ain't gonna
that
lie.
That is disgraceful.
I would take Five Guys over Nando's. 100%.
That's still a howler.
That's a howler. That's a howler.
Nando's is definitely, but it's definitely a conversation, but that's a howler.
It's a conversation, but in that's fact, my opinion, isn't it? Like, 100%.
To say it's a conversation, howler's too deep.
What sauces are you getting at Five Guys?
Bro, it doesn't matter.
That compares to Perry Tamer. Nothing.
My sauces, bro. Look at the burger that you get. The amount of options you can put on it.
Yeah.
And then even the milk. Come on, like the milk.
Have you tried the Sunset Burger from Nando's?
No.
Nando's Nando's and Nando's.
No, yeah, you have to buy getting no burgers
bro,
anywhere.
Try the Sunset burger if you know, you know. That is a top burger, bro.
Man, I just get chicken, Nando's and man. Gets a burger.
What burger are you getting from Five Guys?
Just a normal burger. The cheeseburger.
No cheeseburger.
With whatever toppings I want. Where
do you get a normal one? You get a normal size one?
Yeah.
They're tiny.
No.
Yeah, what are you talking about?
No. There's different sizes.
There's a little cheeseburger and there's a normal cheeseburger.
I get a normal cheeseburger. Oh,
right. Which is crazy because how much expensive like, that is, bro.
£10, isn't it?
Oh, my God. Saying,
bro.
Nah, bro. I get the little one.
Let's get the little one.
Nah, I have to find the price. Nah, nah.
How much is the little one?
$7.95 or something like that?
You might as well
get the big one. £2.
Nah, that cheeseburger is too expensive.
It's too good, man. I'm sorry.
Nah, it's Five Guys. I hear it, though. Five Guys.
Compared to a half chicken, medium sauce on top, peronese, peri-salted fries, mac and cheese.
And mac and cheese is new. Let's not stretch it.
The mac and cheese from
Nando's.
Nando's is new and it's on the menu. It's not that good.
It's not nice.
So why the hell are you saying it?
It just sounded good, didn't it? Peri-salted fries double, then calm.
You got Cajun fries from...
They're not good.
There they are, bro.
They're not good. I'm sorry. They're not good.
And in terms
there's nothing in Five Guys that's not good, bro. Literally. Let's be real.
Yeah, let's be real.
Five Guys is actually... Is that from America?
Yeah. That's why.
I'll give them milkshakes. They're top.
No,
everything
no.
They are top.
There's nothing from Five Guys that's not top.
The burger's nice, but it's too expensive, so I can't justify it.
It's nice. The burger is nice.
But it's not worth the price, bro. £10 burger?
Yeah.
Nah.
Bro, a £10 burger, the fries... Okay, let me just say burger. Let me start talking about the price. A burger, fries, and a milkshake. That's filling you up. Pause.
No.
Yeah, it is.
No, it's not. It's not. Well, it is.
It is.
But Nando's is just what I prefer, man.
If I was like, I don't know, like fresh off a gym session, yeah, I'd go Nando's, uh-huh. Like half chicken, whatever. Uh-huh. But
protein, yeah.
Like if I actually want to enjoy, like if I want a good.
You want to enjoy Nando's?
It's crazy.
Is what you're about to say? You want to enjoy Nando's?
No, I'll enjoy Nando's, but bro. Nah, Five Guys just hits different.
If you went Blue Water, yeah, and you're going to go and you want something to eat, and you're between Nando's and Five Guys, you know they're right opposite each other.
Yeah, they are.
This guy will walk straight, man, go.
They are.
That's say exactly. You just go right to Nando's.
What? No, I'm going left, man. What? Going Five Guys, man.
If I want something to eat,
going Five Guys.
I'm not gonna. I will think. Ugh. Okay, cool. Let me go Five Guys. The price, though. Ugh, let me go Nando's.
That's £18.
No, I'll get my money's worth for Nando's. I'm not gonna lie.
Them fries, them Cajun fries, are like £6.
But they give you a lot, though. You know how you always say it's small, and then they'll just dump some in the bag as well.
Small's actually quite large. Yeah, man.
That's what I'm saying. You'll be full. Pause. Actually, that's not pause.
I don't know why you said pause. Bro, the peri-salted fries with the peronese on top.
I'll watch out for you.
The peronese on the side. Come on.
Nah, peronese?
Yeah, the sauce.
I don't even have peronese.
I don't have peronese.
Then you're missing out.
I just have peri-peri salt.
What sauce are you adding to your Cajun fries? You're just having the fries by itself.
What's Cajun fries?
Yeah, I can have them by itself.
The seasoned fries
from Five Guys. I can have that by itself.
You can have the peri-salted fries from Nando's by itself as well. But
that's hot sauce, though.
From where?
From Five Guys. I've never had.
I got introduced to that.
Yeah, I might need to try that store.
Compare that to the hot sauce at Nando's. I need to try that store. Medium. Come on,
yeah, but you can't compare the sauces from Nando's because they're renowned for their sauces.
What sauces do Five Guys have?
I don't know.
Ketchup, barbecue, and hot sauce.
Yeah, they just have the what you need, isn't it? That's how what you need.
It's all part of the experience, man.
Nah, man.
You're losing points.
Okay,
burgers calm, £10, insane. To get milkshake.
Sometimes. I don't always get milkshake
because it's expensive. That's over £20, man. Because milkshake is at least £5.
Yeah, it's like five. Yeah, it's £5.
So we're looking at £21, £22 for five guys.
But if you actually deep it, that's what burger, chips, and then the milkshake counts as dessert because of what you can add to it. So there you go. It's sorted. It's sorted.
If you want to talk about dessert, bro, let's not talk about Nando's, bro, because Nando's will just smoke five guys.
What do you get from Nando's? The frozen yogurt,
brownie, and ice cream.
Where is that? Is that on the menu?
Yes, exactly. You had fully, cheesecake as well. Exactly. Guys, there we go.
I don't know. But that was kind of weird.
What did you get though? Which one did you get?
What option are there? I just thought it
was a strawberry and vanilla.
I don't even get desserts.
No, I don't get desserts either, but I saw cheesecake and I'm like, let
me cry. Where is?
Five guys.
I said there's a brownie there. I might
try. Is five guys better than Tim Hortons?
Never been to Tim Hortons, but it probably is. Tim Hortons is that donut plate, isn't it? The coffee place.
They've got burgers and fries as well.
Probably isn't. Probably isn't.
Probably isn't. So you ain't tried.
Probably
Tim Hortons,
but it's not around both. Like it's not around like that, so it's not popular.
They're new. The Shake Shack as well. I ain't tried Shake Shack.
I ain't tried it.
But it looks overrated. I'm not gonna lie.
That's from America, though, isn't it?
All of these, apart from Nando's, is from what, South Africa.
They don't have Nando's in America.
Swear.
Yeah, they don't.
To be fair, they got enough. They got Chick-fil-A.
They say Nando's is from South America. South Africa.
Originally,
I think they said that the South African Nando's is the best ever.
That's from it. Imagine KFC in America, bro. McDonald's in America is definitely better than here.
No, yeah. KFC apparently in KFC in Dubai apparently is the best. Oh no, Jamaica.
Swear.
Yeah, apparently KFC in Jamaica is the best.
To be honest, KFC did change their formula for their chicken. Do you remember the chicken skin used to be like literally like crack? It used to be addictive. No, on just on the chicken. The chicken skin
crack. Like crack.
No, bro, the chicken skin used to be so tasty. Now it's like it's all right.
Yeah,
but the batter.
Yeah, the batter. Yeah. They've changed it.
Still nice though, man.
KFC have changed too much, and it's kind of weird. Especially their hot wings as well. Like they used to actually bang. Now they don't.
Yeah, they do.
I used to hate the wings before.
The hot wings used to be. The hot wings used to be spicy, nice, and now you get these small ones that will just be crust.
Two for like what 99p they used to be.
Yeah,
two wings for 99p.
I'm telling you, yeah, it used to be top.
I would never pay for that.
It was top, man.
That's a bump, is it not?
You'd add it onto your meal, innit?
Yeah,
you wouldn't just get it by itself. And they got the popcorn chicken. I never used to get that.
Even that, they've changed that as well. Popcorn chicken used to be exactly now it's all right. Yeah, I'm telling you, they've changed everything. And I'm telling you, I'm not trying to start some conspiracies. Remember when KFC ran out of chicken? Do you remember that?
Yes.
Yeah.
And then I think ever since then, I don't know what they have anymore. But
so you asked, like,
I still eat KFC. It's still chicken, but it's just like it's different. It's just different. I don't know.
You got Crushums as well.
That watered down rubbish.
You ain't tried the Crushums. Nah. Wait, which one are you getting?
All of them, I tried all of them.
No, Oreo's cold.
Oreo's the one that's watered down.
It used to be what it is now.
Huh?
It used to be what it is now.
The last time I tried it,
it was watered down. When did you last try it? Bro, a long time ago.
You've only got one chance to impress, man. If you were to have a Five Guys milkshake for the first time, you wouldn't be disappointed.
I'm not comparing Five Guys milkshake to Crushums from KFC. That's not comparable, but Five Guys...
It's elite, man.
What desserts do McDonald's have?
McFlurries, what are we talking about?
McFlurries.
Yeah. That's it.
I think that's still mid, I'm aware. Yeah, I'm not really a McFlurries fan.
That's mid.
I don't mind it.
I'd rather go to corner shop and just get
apple pie as well.
I don't like apple pie.
I'm not really an apple pie guy, you know.
Not from McDonald's.
Just in general.
I swear.
Yeah. I'm not an apple pie person. I'm not really an apple crumble person.
I'm an apple crumble person.
Crumble from bagel. Give me that.
I was never really...
This guy doesn't have it with custard.
No, I know.
Everyone knows that, bro, because custard's dead.
Dry apple crumble.
It's beautiful, bro. It's some yellow, thick cream to your apple crumble. That's not a pause, bro. It's yellow and thick. It's not. I'm describing it, man. What are we doing? What does it even taste like? Sugar?
Nah. What? So you've never had custard before?
No.
So why is it disgusting?
Why is it disgusting?
Because I don't like the look of it or the smell of it. So it's disgusting. That's how I look at food, bro. If it don't smell right or look right, I'm not eating it.
I think if you smell something and it smells good, then it's going to taste good.
Potentially.
But it's like the smell. I don't know how I'm trying to word this here, but it's the smell that makes it taste nice.
The pheromones.
Exactly. So if it don't smell good. What did you just
say? Pheromones. It's not pheromones. That's a lie. No, that's what comes off humans, a lie.
Pheromones?
Yeah.
What are you talking about right now?
You've never heard of pheromones, neither of you. You're laughing, but I think it's more embarrassing for you guys. Wait, what?
Pheromones?
pheromones secreted or actually chemicals that shake like to.
What?
Yeah. It's,
it's from
humans.
The body. It's not from.
Yeah, that's from. Yeah, it's not from food. It's in a.
I don't remember what I was talking about.
Oh, yeah, the smell. If it smells good.
Yes, yeah, so if it don't smell good, would you eat it?
I'm not smelling it. I don't have to smell it first, though.
Yeah, I don't smell it first.
You don't smell food?
No, like, if it's not, not coming to my nose, then I'm not going to go and now smell it.
No, my mom used to get onto me for that. Not onto me. She used to get onto people for that.
For like, smelling food.
Like, if you cook food and bring it to me and you slap.
Yeah, that's rude. That's rude. That's
just weird.
Because the person who's made it has put in effort. You just going to smell it and that.
Like, yeah, it's weird. Good
enough? Nah, bro. It's a bit.
Nah, but the reason I said it is because. There's an ad I've been seeing on TikTok here of like something that you put on a water bottle so that the smell of the water will be like a juice, so it'll taste like juice.
Oh, the infuser.
Something like that or whatever.
Oh no, I'm thinking of something else.
It's like that, it's like an infuser.
I'm thinking of the bottle where there's fruits at the bottom. So like the water tastes like the fruit at the bottom. And it smells like the fruit at the bottom. Yeah. I think that's different to what you're talking
about.
I
don't know. It might be the same thing. I actually don't know. But yeah, it's just like, it will smell like it, so then it will taste like it.
Mm.
Do you mind use air fryers?
I don't really cook.
No, I tend not to use them.
Sorry.
I'd rather use the oven, I'll be real.
That's so much slower, though.
No. I don't know why.
No.
What do you put in an oven?
Like chips and nuggets? Yeah.
That's so much longer.
That's air fryer thing. Even if I'm cooking chicken now.
Man, so you put nuggets in the oven, bro.
Yeah, man.
In 2024.
Yeah, man. I barely make any of those type of foods anyway, but...
Yeah, I'm not really a fan of them either. Yeah. I'm not a fan of frozen food.
Frozen food is emergency food.
Nah, even me, I'll just go order food.
Yeah, man.
I don't even order food. No, I'm not going
to... Bearing in mind, you're
going
to
my ordering food bag.
Wait, what? That's not a good thing. What do you mean?
No, like, I'm catching up to you, man. Because in uni, I didn't order food like that.
So
I ordered too much food.
Twice a meat is crazy.
On a bad week, on a good week once.
Nah, with me, like, now I don't really, like, I'll go and get food. Yeah, that's the main thing. Like, if I'm hungry, I'm going to go and buy food. If there's nothing at home, I'm going to go and buy food.
If you're bad, then how many times are you getting food ordering?
What, right now?
You said you're bad, didn't it? So how many times?
No, I said I used to be. Oh. Right now, I'm still bad because like I won't order food, but I'll get food on my way back from work. You know what I'm saying? Like you don't want to cook when you get home.
How many times a week?
Yeah, maybe twice a week.
Tell the truth.
No, it's twice a week. It's twice a week. Sometimes it's more, obviously, but it's twice a week.
What do you get? Chicken and chips.
Yeah, it's just KFC. I'll be real.
Oh, I was actually talking about that like, chicken and chips proper, like
I used to get. That's what I've got bad at.
You get more of that.
Like, I'll think of what I want to eat, and then, like, I can't think of something. I'll just go to my old normal Morley's.
Yeah, that's for me, that's like emergency. Like, late night, nothing else open. Chicken shop, go there. But, like, if I can go get something, because I don't trust the chicken there as well, I'll be real. Like, I'm sorry. I don't trust meat in general. Pause.
He knew he was going to say it. He said it anyway.
You know these places, man. They'll tell you something. You never know. You never know what it is. Stuff, yeah, it bro. Could be something, man. You know, primary school. Do you man used to have
here we go.
Chicken in primary school?
Nah, I don't think so. I don't know,
bro. They will serve you chicken. It's not chicken. It's like bird or something. It's like pigeon or something like that, bro.
How do you know,
bro? It's a well known fact, man. It's a well known fact.
A conspiracy again,
it's not a conspiracy,
bro.
Man. It's a well known fact, man.
With his conspiracies today, man.
I'm telling you. So wait, you in primary school? You would. Have cake by itself.
What, the one with the icing on top?
Yeah.
Is it on Fridays?
Yeah. I think it's any day. I think it's any day.
Like whenever,
yeah.
The icing desserts. On top?
Yeah.
By itself, of course. Cash money every time.
But no
custard?
No custard.
Ugh.
You never had cake and custard?
No. Yeah. For what?
You're actually not living life.
Custard, bro.
I used to get cake and custard. Where did I used to get the cake from, though?
Bagel?
Oh, no. It was like a nice, like, sponge sort of cake. I think, I can't remember where I used to buy it from. Maybe like Morrison's or something.
What, like Victoria sponge?
Like, there's nothing on it, but like it's like a bit glossy, but it's not like...
What, Madeira cake?
Madeira cake.
I think Madeira cake's not glossy.
It's glossy on... maybe
depends where you get it from.
Yeah,
where are you getting it from? Morrison's?
I don't remember, I think, maybe, I don't know.
Madeira cake's nice, though. What's the one with the jam inside? That's Victoria, isn't it?
Yeah, that's Victoria sponge.
Yeah, I think it's like a Madeira cake, And that with custard, oh my gosh, goes down, you warm up quickly, it's soft.
Then I've never had cake and custard.
you're not
Custard, bro. Like, why?
No, I'm not going to Custard's slaps, actually, bro. Like, a quality, like...
Sauce.
Yeah, bro.
Sauce? What is it?
It's not sauce. What is it? What even is it?
I don't know.
Like, it can't be dessert because you can't have it by itself.
I think if it is, just
that's
like...
That's unhinged.
Custard by itself. You could have custard by itself.
Custard by itself.
I'd rather drink milk in a glass by itself.
I mean, I can do that as well, but like, no.
What milk? Not cow's milk.
No, oat milk, bro. I don't drink cow milk.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
Bougie.
You would drink cow's milk in a glass.
Still drink. No, I wouldn't drink milk in a glass.
No, but I would. I used to drink cow's milk in a glass.
Nah,
I can't. No, I used to be a milk drinker, bro. Like,
yeah, what color was your cow? Blue,
bro.
That's crazy. Full fat, man.
Yes, bro. I was on that, bro.
I'm still on that, bro. Like,
full fat.
Yeah, man.
Blue cow milk. Oh, okay.
The hell?
You got to transition.
You got to change that, bro.
Look, I'm a milk connoisseur, bro. I've been through all.
Nah, man.
Almonds the best. I've had. No, stop that.
All other milk.
You drink cow's milk.
Like,
get on the conversation.
All other
bro.
Milk just tastes
nah,
like
I ain't gonna lie. I'm drinking cow milk before the almond milk, bro.
Almond milk is not
that's
nice.
A howler.
Almond
that's
milk is disgusting. Nice. That is a almond is even disgusting. Why would you drink almond milk?
Oat milk.
Oat milk's better than that. Wait.
Than almond.
Wait, no, please.
So don't. You're saying cow's is better than almond?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh,
I mean, I really, yeah.
Have you tried almond?
Yeah, I've tried it.
Oat as well?
No.
Soya?
No, I've tried coconut milk.
You used to drink soya?
Yeah, I was a soya guy. Bro, it went from blue. Bro, I've drank all milks. I've drank the blue one. I've drank the green one.
Red?
No, that's your. Yeah, that's disgusting. That's treacherous. Yeah, that's water, what are you doing? Yeah, if you're a red drink, you're treacherous. Mm. But I drank blue. I drank green. I then transitioned to soy milk. I think I did that in second year, uni.
Yeah.
Drank that throughout. I think I drank that third year as well. Then when I entered the workplace, I was like, I'm a soy milk guy. I can drink the cow milk though. And then. Eventually, I realized like, right, like everyone's drinking oat milk, or like it's actually just oat milk or cow milk.
Yeah.
So I'm like, you know what? Let me just do this full time. Let me not drink cow milk anymore. Let me just drink oat milk.
So, do you get coffee every morning now?
I try to stay away from caffeine now.
Why?
It's not good for you, apparently. Someone told me that it's raising your blood pressure.
Yeah, what? Too much of it,
and then we'll die.
No,
that's too much.
That's too much of it.
That's
too much
like
of
five
it.
Cups of coffee a day. Like.
Yeah, there's like a daily limit, like. In terms of Red Bulls, I think 4 a day is the max.
Swear.
Yeah, in terms of like how much caffeine. So like, think about it like that. And I think one Red Bull's equal to a normal cup of coffee.
What color is Red Bull?
What do you mean?
The drink, what color is it?
It's like yellow.
Greenish, yellowish.
Green?
I mean, not green.
It's like yellow.
It's more yellow than
Like Monsters kind of thing.
I don't even know what color Monsters is.
I don't know what color. I've drank like Monster, but I don't know what color
Monsters,
it is.
Monsters, Mountain Dew, they're all the same color.
So no, because they're all different flavors. The Mountain Dew's not an energy drink.
They're fizzy, but Mountain Dew's a fizzy drink.
Yeah, it's not an energy drink.
Oh, yeah, it's not a can?
No.
Iron Bruce, oh, sorry.
That's not a can drink either.
Yeah, it is.
No.
You never seen it in a can?
It probably can come in a can, but
I've seen it.
Orange bottle drink.
And it's brown, isn't it? No?
Orange
and blue.
Yeah, orange
and blue. Scottish, no?
Yeah.
Oh.
Iron Brew,
I think that's an energy drink.
Yeah, I'm sure.
But that's
it is.
A bottle drink.
Yeah.
I've seen it in cans. Maybe, I don't know.
No, yeah, still. I'm more of a. Like, I've tried to. I don't really drink coffee anymore because I eat breakfast.
Before I never. What does that mean?
What?
No, so my energy's there because I've eaten breakfast.
Fair. So, if you didn't eat breakfast one day, you'd have a coffee?
Yeah, because I'd be tired.
Coffee is your breakfast?
I'd be even tired just from eating breakfast.
No, I wouldn't eat the. Sorry, I wouldn't. Wait, what did you say?
Coffee's a breakfast.
I wouldn't do anything in the morning. I never used to eat breakfast.
But if you didn't eat breakfast, you'd then go get a coffee. So coffee would then be your breakfast.
That's what I mean.
I think I used to drink coffee just after lunch. I don't think I used to drink it in the morning.
After lunch, you know. First.
Maybe it was my breakfast. But never like, yeah, this is my breakfast. Or
what coffee do you get? Or is it just one of them like standard ones?
No, it's a... Oof, what's the options again?
Latte.
There's a lot.
Nope. Mocha.
Mocha, that's what it was. Mocha's the one with chocolate.
Yeah, that's so. Belly coffee.
Yeah, but that's why. That's what I was on. Because everything else, too bitter. And I get it from a machine, so.
Yeah. Oh, fair enough.
I'm a mocha guy with a one sugar.
Fairs.
But then again, that's not oat milk. That's regular cow milk. So I'm like,
oh, that's crazy.
I shouldn't even drink this.
Why not?
Because it's cow milk.
What's wrong with cow's milk?
It's got pus in it.
How do you know that?
Yeah, I knew it was going to
chicken on KFC.
Yeah, exactly.
Huh? How do you know that the chicken in KFC is not real?
Because sometimes it doesn't even taste like chicken.
Right,
that's real.
That's why
cow's milk don't taste like milk.
It tastes like there's pus in it.
Huh? Okay, what does pus taste like? What does pus taste like? Just stop. You just followed the trend of going, oh, I'm not drinking cow's milk anymore. Cow's milk was dead.
To be fair, I had someone speak to me about it.
About cow's milk?
Yeah.
A professional? No, there we go.
I wouldn't really say professional.
There we go. Then
someone else has more information about it and more knowledge on me.
Oh, okay.
And I'm never opposed to a more educated person speak to me. So yeah, and they literally converted me. From there, I've never gone back. Goodness me, when you get so many voice notes, you know you're in trouble.
There we go. Trouble in paradise. Morning, boys.
That was my boy. Flipping heck, man. Do you not see that Jada Wader event?
Bro. Yeah, yeah, I did.
What's your thoughts on that?
Do you know what?
Wait, so did she throw the event?
No, someone is it's basically a hosting for her.
Oh, okay.
But in London, some company for an event for her.
I don't understand the appeal
of what?
Of Jada Wader. Because she's not an artist.
Yeah, I don't get it. It's an appearance. Yeah,
honestly. Like, what are you paying for?
Honestly. I think
to see her snap her than what?
Yeah, I think it's just she's just an influencer, isn't it?
Like, I do not understand that, bro.
Okay.
And they had the audacity to compare it to Ronaldinho coming to Peckham.
Yeah,
which no one paid for. Like, come on.
Mimi, the music blogger.
I know it was her.
She had a howler.
She had a howler and a half.
What did she say?
She was like, basically saying how guys were screaming when Ronaldinho was in, like, cage. I think the cages.
Yeah, in Peckham.
In Peckham, yeah.
They compared Ronaldinho to Jada Wader.
That was a howler, but...
That's scary.
The thing is, yeah, in America, they do this all the time. Like, they always do hosting.
Yeah.
You know
that's
I mean?
Their culture, isn't
it? That's their culture, yeah, like... Guys will they'll pay for someone to come and host at the club, and people go to that club. Do you know what I mean? So, I think it's the same thing. They just did a hosting in the UK. Personally, I actually don't see why it's a big deal. I think I don't see why it's a big deal. Why people are hating on Twitter? I'm not gonna...
Yeah, hating's a stretch. Mm. I just don't see the appeal in why you're paying for a ticket to see Jada Wader.
The only reason I can't like get onto it is because one. The only reason I can't argue this is because I don't know who I can use in, like, for guys.
There isn't one.
I mean, you could use, like, if it was an artist that you like to listen to that's hosting a club event, that makes more sense because you listen to that person on a daily
basis. No, but it's like YouTube is doing a meet and greet. Yeah, if you have a favorite YouTuber, you're going to watch,
Would you?
Me personally, I don't really watch YouTube.
Yeah, but then you can meet them, signature, picture. You get something out of it. You're just snapping her.
Yeah. Sometimes, like, just seeing them is actually still, like,
Girls, probably, yeah.
Yeah, I feel like, especially for other influencers, I feel like it makes sense for them to go get snaps of her. But for anybody else, I can't see why it'd be an important thing. Yeah.
You get it?
I think it's just about being in the same presence, of them. Where, like, they're not a god or anything, but at the same time, it's still a bit surreal. Like, this is someone that you've seen online, you can follow... Do you know what I mean? Like, I still think it's a bit like, I get it. I'm not like, I don't see what, maybe the whole screaming and stuff like that, maybe. But then again, I wasn't really in tune with it. I didn't really see snaps or anything like that.
Because I try to think of someone who we'd look at in that way and there's no one.
It's like if Rashford hosts event. Like, can't lie.
What?
That's more exciting than...
You're going to pay a ticket to see him?
I want to pay a ticket to see him.
There we go.
But, like...
Would you actually not pay a ticket to see him?
No.
I think you would. No. I think because he's on the mic.
I'd go and watch a game.
Because the way he phrases, like, why would you go, like...
I definitely contemplate it.
Exactly. Like,
how much would you pay, though?
Trying to downplay it right now.
But like, how much would you pay, though?
The price would be an important factor. So.
Yes, how much would you pay?
Like, if you said £30?
Yeah.
Oh, come on.
Yeah, £30 is expensive.
No.
Yeah, that's calm. To see Rashford
calm.
The world.
That's calm.
See what I'm saying, though? It's the same thing with girls. Jada Wade is actually big.
But that's Rashford. Like, that's a football player.
Jada Wade is an influencer.
They're in the same level.
They literally do this in uni, bro.
I'm saying that shit.
They do what in uni?
Oh, by a mile.
I mean, he's...
By a mile.
Okay. Wait, is Rashford bigger than...
Jada Wade?
Yeah, he is.
No, but Jada Wade is big, bro.
He's worldwide. She's not. She's not worldwide. Come on, if she goes to Thailand, no one even knows who she is.
Come on. I don't think that's true.
No disrespect.
I don't think that's true.
Come on, bro.
I don't think that's true.
Come on. Rashford, World Cup.
No, I'm not saying Jada Wade is bigger than Rashford or anything like that. I'm just saying that she's actually big.
She's big. Rashford is massive in comparison to her.
Who's bigger, AJ or Rashford?
AJ.
I actually saw
Anthony Joshua.
Yeah. I saw another podcast. I actually can't remember who. I thought it was M1.
I'd say AJ is up there though. Because when you think about, like, if you were to ask anyone across the world, famous boxers, AJ would be in there.
Mm.
Like right now, it'd be like, well, AJ Fury.
Mm-hmm.
You'd say Wilder, even though he's ass now, but
apparently retired, but I'm not sure. I need to check that out.
The thing is though, like, everyone watches football.
Not yeah, exactly. Watches boxing. Oh yeah, that's true. That is true.
You don't need to watch boxing to know who AJ is.
True. But on average, if you was to ask like a let's say pensioner, who do they know? AJ, Rashford.
It's I think they're
likely gonna be Rashford.
I think they'll know Rashford purely because it's Manchester United.
Biggest club.
AJ is British.
Yeah. Still.
So is Rashford.
Still. They'll know
he's Rashford. British.
Does some
Rashford's all done the stuff for the kids, like,
yeah.
Like, everyone, come on.
Personally, I think you lot are bugging out. I think AJ's bigger than
AJ is bigger than Rashford. No, I don't think you understand still. The effect of football, bro.
I definitely think
when you're at the top of the game, like Rashford is, playing for the biggest club in the country, Euros, World Cup, enough times, like his name is everywhere, bro.
They have pretty much the same amount of followers. What's he has 16.9, AJ has 16.1. I think AJ is more known, not gonna lie.
Maybe they're similar.
AJ is a better example.
The other way, they've got 8.8 million.
That's double. Get it.
No, Rashford's bigger than her, but Jada Wade is actually huge, bro. No, I'm not gonna lie. I get the hype, though. I get why they actually pay to go and see her, I'm not gonna lie. Like, it's actually mad being in the same presence as someone that you watch on TV. Like, have you ever been to a concert where you see a rapper? For me, for example, I went to Lil Baby like years ago in the UK. Yeah. I think it was even O2 Brixton. Bro, For a minute I was staring at the guy. I was like, bro, this is Lil Baby, you know? Like, I was looking, I looked at his jewels. I was like, bro, this is real life. He actually has these jewels on his neck.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's actually mad sometimes just looking at them. So I guess I'm glad, but
because you paid for a service though. You paid to be in the atmosphere and hear him sing all his songs, bro.
Yeah, but like it's just
like with her.
Like, even people that aren't even big like that. Like, for example,
she was twerking. That was about it. I'm not even being rude, but she was twerking. What else was she doing?
It's just about being in the presence.
I can't get my head right.
Like, even people, like, for example, that aren't as big as even these guys, like, way smaller if you compare them. Like, for example, who can I say? Like, for example, Shits and Gigs, yeah. They're huge, I'm not gonna lie. But we're paying to go and see them in a live concert, sure.
Yeah.
Like, just being in the presence of them is mad.
That's not where we're going. They're going to put on a show for everyone there, including us.
Okay, what if we just went to an event they were doing? I mean, I would personally not go, but like, let's say Three Shots were doing an event.
Again, bro, they're putting on a show for everyone there. What was she doing?
Let's say it's not a live show.
What was it?
It's an event, the same way she was there. It's hosting. They're hosting.
No, what am I going there for? You would go? How would you go there,
bro? I'm not going there.
I don't know. I'm just saying, like, it's just like, it's like that. Like,
I hear it.
People will go to that.
I hear it.
They would go to it, fair enough, but again, I just wouldn't pay for it. Like, if I'm not being provided with a service, like,
I feel like it's the same as America. It's just America, bro. I feel like it's
more common in America.
Like, everyone does hosting there.
Yeah.
I feel like the only way I can understand it is the way in which girls watch all these YouTubers sort of thing, and we don't really watch streamers, but let's say
if
Kai Sinat came to the country, bare of these little youths were going like pay a ticket. Pay for a ticket to go and see him at a club.
Mm.
Fair enough. But for me, personally, I don't see the appeal.
That's because you're not interested in Kai.
No, I am. I actually am. You and Duke as well. If AMP got paid to come and appear in a club, that'd be lit. I'm not going.
Then you can't really say you're interested in them.
I can.
Not gonna lie, you
can.
I can.
I don't think you can.
Why not? You?
Because if you're actually interested, to be interested in someone, that means you actually follow them.
I do. I don't follow them, but I watch their stuff sometimes on YouTube.
Do you follow any of them?
Nah.
So you're not interested in them?
I am interested in them.
Do you follow Rashford?
Yeah.
Right.
He plays for my club, though. That's
still not going to go see Rashford in the club.
No. I'm interested in watching Palace play. I'm not paying for tickets to go watch Palace play football. I watch it on TV.
That's different, though.
How?
Because I watch it on TV. A football club.
What's the difference?
It's like paying to go and watch another football club is a bit weird.
Put it like this. I like Palace.
That's in the same league, by the way.
Okay. Flipping.
Like, you'll pay to go and watch Real Madrid?
Yes.
100%. I would.
Exactly.
They're putting on a performance.
I'm interested in them, and they're putting on a performance. Do you get it?
I'm not going.
Like, for 90 minutes, I'm entertained of what's going on. Do you get it?
That's different, man.
It's completely different, bro.
I'm saying it's just because like other influencers were there as well. It makes sense for other influencers to go. Yeah. Like
Miss Banks. India was there. Miss Banks.
Yeah, Ella was there.
Oh, Tyreek. I can't really. I'm not. Like, why though? I can see why the younger lot would do it, but why would you pay to go and see a streamer in a club? You get it? I feel like girls love that influencer YouTuber stuff more than we do, in my opinion, anyways. I can't.
Yeah, I get it. Man.
So if your girl said she's paying to go watch Jada Wade in a club, you'd be like, okay, fair enough. You wouldn't question that. Why?
Nah, I'll just see as she's going to the event that Jada Wade is hosting.
But let's say she told you that she's paying because she just wants to be in the presence of Jada Wade.
She wants to go and see Jada Wade.
You'd understand it. You wouldn't question it.
No, because I get like this is what like being in the presence of someone is actually like it's a cool vibe. You get to snap them, like you got that as a memory. I'm gonna Jada Wade is actually from America, bro. Unless she's doing an event, you won't see her.
I could live my life without that.
Yeah, but like, for example, have you seen Rashford in person?
Yeah. No.
Right. So if the opportunity is there to go to a Rashford event,
I'm not going. I don't care about Rashford, the person. I care about him as a player. I want to see him play football.
Exactly.
It's different.
It's like if, for example, that's what I'm trying to think of. Someone that's like, there's no influencers that are guys that we care about in the UK.
Yeah.
So that's why it's hard to compare. That's why I have to use people like Rashford or.
But it's like they don't do anything. That's what I'm saying. Like maybe them. Attracting other people to come to the event is their job, innit? Like, I don't know, because obviously they're influencers, but I'm not going to see them do anything. I just don't get it. I understand the whole being in the presence of someone that's famous type of vibe, but I'm not paying to go do that.
Yeah, no, I can't think of anyone else. I've actually tried to combat this argument. I can't
understand it, bro.
I can't think of anyone for guys, but I get it. I just can't think of anyone for guys. Oh my gosh.
Like, I don't know.
But I do feel like
it's a bit weird to me.
She even responded to someone saying like they can't believe why she took her as a diss, but like
of course she would.
But they were basically saying like they can't understand why UK girls are moving like this. They want to see her queen, blah blah blah. She took her as a diss, but it wasn't a diss at her. It was a diss at like UK girls.
Mm.
But she even responded to that saying like, yo, man does this.
She's got a fan base and like fair enough. Like some of them are gonna pay for a ticket to come see her, fair enough. But
she does what? She says she does what?
She's an influencer.
She's an influencer, but like
She does hair. She
set up a hair business. I think there's something else she's probably done as well. I can't remember. And then she's an influencer, so.
She's Lil Baby's baby mama.
No, she's not.
That's what she's famous for.
Oh, come on.
That's what she's famous for. Like, I don't want to get into it, but that's what she's famous for.
Come on, that is why she's famous.
She probably still would have been successful with her hair business.
She would be. She is.
And everything. Without, like, if she never met Lil Baby.
You know she was a millionaire before she met Lil Baby?
Yeah, rich, not famous.
Allegedly. No, she was famous, bro.
Famous.
Probably, that's what I'm saying. She was probably doing well.
She was famous.
She was famous.
She was more famous than Lil Baby, bro.
Yeah, obviously.
Before Lil Baby Blue. Yeah, she was more famous than him.
Because she was probably like...
Like, this is well known.
Girl. She's probably like that
She was an it girl, bro. Yeah.
Back, where's she from? Is she from Atlanta as well?
Probably. I don't know.
Yeah, probably from wherever she's from. She's probably like, you know what I mean? Popular there.
So, if she ever met Lil Baby...
Yeah, it wouldn't be...
You think she'd have the pull to come and do an appearance?
If she didn't meet Lil Baby, she would have met another rapper. Because she was that girl. She was literally that girl, bro.
Yeah, but that's it. That's the thing, though. Like, it would never be of her own accord. It would be because she's with someone else.
No, because she was already late. We just didn't know her.
Yeah, but to come into London to host, no one would know her unless she's a rapper's baby mom.
But then again, like, you never actually know. For me, I think that's a bit unfair. I'm not gonna lie. Because she was actually bait before Lil Baby.
But now she's very famous.
Yeah, obviously, yeah. Being Lil Baby baby mom is obviously going to add to that. It will add to anybody. Do you know what I mean? I mean, technically, no, because the other baby mom is not famous.
Yeah, but...
Why? Right.
Yeah, but was he pictured with her, though?
No.
I mean,
when he became Lil Baby, that's like he was with her. Or that's how... Yeah, that makes sense.
Exactly,
yeah. He was. When he actually became Lil Baby, he came out of prison and everything. Like, it was Lil Baby and Jada. That was what it was.
Either way, Sha, I don't know. I feel like, because she was big already, I don't know if she would have got to this level. Because maybe there was no other rapper that was on Lil Baby's level.
But I think she would have been bait in America in general, like nationally, she would have been bait. I don't know about... She would have been known over here, but not to the extent people would leave their homes. To the extent that people would leave their homes.
No, the Clermont Twins have literally hosted a UK.
I was thinking about them as well, but that's different because they're like... They're more promiscuous and that's what people come to see, them twerking, them doing all of that. But Jada, like, what do you come to see her do? Like, she was twerking on that, but like, that's not what she's known for. It's not like a dancer or twerk or whatever. But still, Clermont Twins, that type of stuff makes sense, but this, nah. I'm not hating, but I'm not paying money to see that still.
I get it, personally. I get it. Agree to disagree, sir.
Yeah.
It's like if your favorite rapper is hosting an event and he's not performing, are you going to pay to see that? To go pay? He's hosting an event.
Yes, and like, I don't know if if I heard Ashake is gonna be in
host an event in London.
If I heard Ashake is gonna be in an event that I'm going to on Saturday, then I'm going. Or if I know that I can go to this event on Saturday and Ashake is gonna be there, I'm going.
And he's not performing.
I'm going. On the hope that he's going to perform.
Yeah, that's what you think. Yeah, I feel like it'd be most likely that he's going to perform. Like, I don't know why, but yeah.
If he's not, then what's the appeal? The presence.
Yeah, the presence, bro.
He was sat down in a section the whole night.
Which is very likely.
Just sat down doing his own thing.
Yeah, but I hear him. I'm not going
to lie. You just saw him across the room. That's what you paid to come and see.
Even if Drake did that, bro, I'm not paying if he's not performing.
But you gotta get that a lot of people go if it's Drake.
A lot of people go because Drake is there. But my argument still stands, bro. Like, but he's not performing.
I just think like you're just not a big fan of him.
Of Drake.
That's just what I take out.
Impossible. The next time it comes to the UK, bro, I'm there.
No, but I genuinely just take it that's what you're just not a big fan of him. Nah, so if you're a big fan of someone, you're gonna go. Personally,
to see him,
I personally believe that. I don't see why you wouldn't go if you're a big fan of them.
Let me think of someone I'm a big fan of.
Me personally, I'm not really a fan of anyone other than maybe Ashake. So I don't know.
Yeah, Drake. Drake is the biggest one I can think of. He's coming to a London club tape, and he's not performing. He's just standing there. What am I paying for? I hear the presence, but I don't feel that. I don't see the point in it.
If I was at a motive and Drake turned up,
you are going to be gassed.
Yeah, obviously. I would be. Yeah, exactly. And that's what I'd be like, moment.
So it's the same thing.
Because I got into this event for however much I paid. I didn't pay to come and see Drake.
Yeah.
But you got to remember, it's an event
I hear it. And I do hear the fact that, like, especially if you get to like party with, like, because I know these girls, everyone got to party with J-Dar. So that must have been lit as well. But still, nah. I'm not paying for it.
I'd go because it's an event. I wouldn't go because the artist is coming.
Yeah. Cap.
What do you mean?
The whole point of the marketing is because of the artist, bro. It's not because of the event.
If there's an event being posted and I say, yeah, I'm going to that, and then on the last day, I've already paid for my ticket, and then they say, oh yeah, this person's coming. I'm like, cool.
Yeah, but you're going because of the event.
I'm not going because I already paid for my ticket before they announced that.
That's what I'm saying. So you're going for the event, not the person.
That's what I'm saying, yeah.
Yeah, so it's different. Because it's not marketed as the person's event. You're going for an event. That's different. But if it's marketed as this person's event, they're going to be there, then that's a completely different thing.
Yeah, but I'm saying in that situation, the person wouldn't be the selling point. It'd be everyone's going. Yeah. Fair enough. Yeah, that's cool. I guess, yeah.
No. I agree. I feel like it's gonna become a thing still. Because...
Yo, everyone is pregnant. Sorry. Everyone is actually pregnant nowadays.
What have you seen?
You don't know who this is?
I can't see it. You've got to see me in the face.
Oh, my days. I'll send it to you, man.
Mm-hmm. Well, do we know them?
Yeah.
Oop. T.
You don't know, you know of them. That's a bad word.
Have you sent it already?
I'm going to send it now.
Oop, this is tense.
Sorry.
This is tense. Yeah. This is tense. This is tense. This is tense. Yo, am I just on D&D or you just haven't sent it yet?
Oh, it's always sending. It's sending now. Sending?
Where? On iMessage?
Yeah. Should have said no, like.
That took Tony.
And if you go on a corner post here, go look at the first comment. I'm in disbelief.
Oh my God! Oh my God! Swear! Oh my God!
That's crazy.
No. You can't just drop this on us and we don't. What the hell? Crazy. What the hell?
Jesus. Did you look at our comments as well?
Yeah, I did.
There we go.
Yeah, I did! Jesus Christ. Where did you see that? Did it get sent to Gucci already?
No, I saw any thingies.
Of course I am! What the fuck?
In disbelief.
What the heck? And it's going to be so bit on the podcast. Yeah, probably. I'm going to lie. It's going to be so
probably will,
probably to be there.
Yo, this is just a shock, isn't it? Like, I don't actually get it. Like, hopefully it goes well and all that. Do you know what I mean? But Jesus.
But I swear she's like our age.
She's year below, bro.
Huh?
Yes.
Raw,
I thought she was old. No, people are crazy. No, people are crazy. I'm so sorry. We're actually crazy. We're actually... No, I don't care. We're not
what
even...
What the heck?
Now, to be fair, like, we've been saying that we're getting to that age where it's going to...
No! No.
You get
it?
Saying that what?
That like, is going to start happening,
isn't it? Like,
no, this is crazy. This is a shock. This is crazy.
Shock. No, that was a shock. I'm not going to lie.
This is a shock, to be fair, but...
Yo, that's throwing me off.
That's gotta be in the snippet before the episode starts, isn't it? They're coming up.
Yeah. What the heck?
Oh man.
Fair play, innit?
What were we even talking about? I can't even remember, bro. Jada Wade, innit? I swear.
Oh yeah, forget that, man.
We're gonna move off it. Ah, that's mad.
What?
Well,
bro, I'm 23, bro. Maybe it's this year, lads. Who knows? I'll literally cry. What am I talking about?
That's crazy, bro. That is insane. You might have seen...
No, good luck to them, though. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
100%. Like, all jokers are
going on. But have you lot seen the Jakes wearing watches, trying to catch up thieves and that?
I saw that get sent to group chat, but I didn't have time to watch it.
It's crazy, you know?
Well, like, what type of thieves? Like, them man that...
Undies are wearing kettles.
Oh, right.
In London.
Right.
Obviously, they're getting stained and then everyone's getting nicked.
Fairs.
In an attempt to like clean up the city.
That does make sense, though.
Does make sense. Someone even commented that they should start getting deported.
Who?
Which is someone commented that like the Home Office should start deporting the people that are getting nicked for trying to nick the watch, which is a bit of a stretch, but.
Deport them to where?
Bro.
What if they're born here?
Yeah.
Bro.
That's some underlying race.
To be fair, though, like. If some of them ain't got passports, then they will be pissed.
Yeah, but that's...
If it comes into play.
But no, but that comment is underlying, is like borderline racism.
I don't
racism.
Think it was even... Was it a black person?
No, that's borderline racism. Because if it's a white person, why do you...
Nah, it's not borderline. It's definitely racism. But I'm just saying what they said. Oh, yeah.
There you go.
But yeah, that'll work out though.
But why have you put on social media, keep it under secret and let it be like...
I don't know.
Yeah. To be fair, that could deter people now that they've seen...
It still will deter people, 100%.
That'll definitely deter people now because now that they've seen 30 people have gone to jail for this.
Is it 30?
Yeah, it was 31 people that have been convicted.
31?
Yeah, I saw the number 31. 31 people that have been arrested from it, yeah. That'll deter people from staying and watching, isn't it? Because that could be an undie. It's a good mission, so I don't know why they would put it online yet. But yeah,
because it was definitely them because they were showing footage from the actual cameras.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I mean, it would deter people. I do get it.
Yeah, regardless of them putting out, it's still going to be like something to think about before.
Yeah, before actually doing it.
I said, you lot are giving Kenji Paez 24-hour security.
What happened in Ecuador? I don't get it.
There's unrest, apparently.
Unrest for what?
I don't know.
They're giving what?
24-hour security to Kenji Paez and Caicedo's families.
Oh. Wait. Caicedo, where's he from?
Ecuador.
Oh, Ferris.
I don't know what's going on there, though.
Nah, I don't know.
You lot got too much money to spend, though. Obviously, it's good that you're giving them security and that, but flipping out. 24-hour security. How much do you think that costs, though, for an average person? 24-hour security.
It's probably nothing to a footballer.
No, as in, like, in comparison to like average people in it.
You know, I actually wouldn't have a Scoobies.
24-hour security.
I wouldn't have a Scoobies.
So if I always go around with security, though.
Okay.
Yeah.
Says.
If we were to do like a holiday in like, let's say 3 years, mm-hmm. and everyone's got kettles on,
mm-hmm.
do you think we'd get security? Depending on the location that we go to.
Bro, all I need is my left and right hand, bro. What are you talking about security?
With a watch on your wrist.
Yeah, take off my watch. Don't go on, bad man. Take it.
What do you think?
I wouldn't take that watch to anywhere. I wouldn't take it anywhere that I think it would get stained.
I don't think anywhere will get stained abroad.
Yeah, exactly.
Anywhere abroad, I don't think I'm getting stained. So I'm wearing it. Not gonna lie.
Morocco's a bit mad though.
Who?
Morocco. I heard it's a bit mad.
I heard that they're always staying in there though. I'm not gonna lie.
You get it, so that's one place.
But that's pickpocketing, that I meant.
Oh.
Mm.
But yeah, I would wear it anyway, I'm not gonna lie.
As in, would you get security though?
No.
You wouldn't?
Not gonna lie, from when this is what I was gonna say. I side-eye a bit seeing people wearing kettles in Nigeria. Not gonna lie, I side-eye. But then again, I've never been there at this age, walking freely, do you know what I mean? So I don't know how it actually is. But from what you hear from it's a bit scary to do. Especially how the police move. It's like, why wouldn't police just take off your wrist?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So that's the only thing I'm raw. That's a bit raw. But other than that, I'd wear everyone.
I think I saw someone who went large that wore a kettle there was talking about, if you mind your business, they will leave you alone. If you don't cause trouble and that, or look at someone the wrong way, you'll be called. I'm like, bro, prevention is better than cure, bro. Why would you even wear it in that environment? You know what goes on there. The Jakes, bro. The Jakes are the danger. Who's protecting you?
That's a lick for anyone. In Nigeria, £5,000 minimum watch. That's a... Change that to a naira.
Hey! Do you know how long they'll eat for, bro?
That's £5 million naira, you know?
Do you know how long they'll eat for?
it's actually over £5 million naira.
Macaroonis. Jesus.
It's actually Christ. Over £5 million naira.
You only have yourself to blame, I'll be real.
Yeah, I wouldn't do that.
I would not do that.
But I think that's the one country. It's sad that it's our own country, but I think that's the one country where I'd think about not wearing it.
Mm. No, I'd wear it. I still wear it, but
in Niger?
Yeah, I still wear it. Of course.
After saying what you just said?
Yeah, I'll still wear it.
I'm all right. So which one is it?
That I've seen people doing it, I'll still wear it. Now I'll wear it for sure. I've seen a lot of people doing it, so I'll definitely do it.
I don't know who you know, bro. Do you get it?
I'd rather a night out. Night.
Yeah, night out. I'm not just going to wear it every day I go.
I'm not going to the market.
Hell no. I wear a Van Cleef though.
That's silly. In the market. Yeah, Van Cleef, of course.
I wear Van Cleef. I wear any bang or anything like that.
Yeah.
But my kettle, I will wear that to a club.
Yeah.
Club night. Yeah, club night only. And I would wear it to every club now. I'll be comfy in Nigeria.
I'd still be careful.
I'd wear it to every club.
On the first night, I'd be careful. After that, I'll just be cool. I'll be wearing it.
Because you got to scope the scene, see what it's like.
Yeah, I'll just scope it, see how it is.
I'd be more careful after the motive.
But that's every motive, though.
Exactly.
But the only thing I wouldn't do in Nigeria is wear camouflage. Apparently, it's mad.
To wear camouflage?
Camo.
The colour?
The colour camo.
Why?
Apparently, it's mad. Apparently, that's what the army wear. So apparently, they'll flog you.
What?
What?
The big man thing, bro. You can't wear camo though. No. That's what I heard though, so I could be...
That's a joke.
Is it supposed to be what? Disrespect to the army though?
I don't know about this or anything, but it's apparently they'll take you as an officer in it, so yeah.
Fair. Maybe that is just the uniform there, innit?
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, then.
So I wouldn't wear camo still.
Fair.
Other than that, I'm living my life.
Mad is actually mad though, I'm hearing that as soon as you land in the airport, you get your luggage and you come through.
Got a cut, man.
Man are actually asking you for bread.
It's not a place you want to be, apparently. I hate that I talk about my country like this.
What was the story that... Was it Adeola that was telling?
No, she just said...
Yeah, she shouldn't have got jazzed, but the fact that man came up to talk about, I'll carry your luggage for you, and she paid him up front, and he left, and he just never came back.
She got jazzed, bro.
That was silly, but... There's loads of guys like that.
Yeah, there's people that will help you with a luggage. You just pay them.
That are looking for bread.
Oh, okay, I get you.
Do you get it?
Yeah.
I've even heard customs asking for bread. It's crazy over there, bro. Imagine that.
Did you not see a TikTok where it was a schoolboy or white boy talking about Africa and how our GDP, they were just talking statistics and talking about our GDP is the same as Africa's GDP is the same as where US was in the 1970s and look where US is now.
What?
Yeah.
No, but he's basically saying Africa is going to become one of the biggest powerhouses.
Yeah, well,
in 30 years.
depending on who's in power, though, isn't
it? He's saying in our lifetime.
It will be in our lifetime, because if you think about it, like, America's a much older country.
Yeah, but it depends who's running the country, though, isn't it?
I mean, I think so. Because I actually feel like it's going to be our generation that changes it. I'm not going to lie. I genuinely believe that it's going to be our, like, all our lawyers and everything, they're all going to go to Nigeria. I'm not going to lie. I actually genuinely believe that our times was going to change it.
I mean...
And it's just sad because I wish my grandparents was here.
Yeah.
That's true.
You know what I mean? Because it's them that... They've gone through a lot. You know what I mean?
No, but the same way I was saying that I was born here, so I see this place as home, a lot of these lawyers and bankers might see it the same way.
Not going to lie.
They might not want to go back.
Not going to lie. After watching a lot of TikToks and like just watching stuff online, yeah... Moving out of London is not as far-fetched as I used to think it was.
It's not.
It never really was.
I'm not going to lie to you.
Especially now. It's not.
As much as like when you deep it, like people, obviously I'm not the type of person that would just move to Thailand yet, but I saw a TikToker that was basically saying like he's moving over to Thailand because he's going to do remote work and whatever.
Yeah.
Bro, do you know the life he's going to live?
Yeah.
The life he's going to live is mad.
Yeah.
And it's like, I asked myself, why am I struggling in London? Bearing in mind, I'm still young, so it's fine. Yeah. But like, why would I struggle to live in London when I can literally just go elsewhere and work and actually enjoy my labour and the fruits of my labour?
As simple as that. You don't even have to go to another country, bro. Like, you could actually go anywhere else in England and enjoy your money much more.
Why do I have to live in London?
London is crazy right now.
It actually don't make sense, bro. It don't make sense. Like, the average income, let's say, is 35 bags or whatever.
Yeah.
Let's just say it's just above 2 racks a month. Rent for a nice place is half your salary, bro.
Yeah.
Not including bills. Why am I doing that?
That's one bed probably as well.
Why are you doing this? Why? Because you want to live in London. Why? What's the... Like, you know, we actually think we're better than other people.
Of course.
Why not? Why actually not?
Yeah.
So why are we here?
Yeah, but...
Like, I'll actually go abroad. I'm not gonna lie.
Everyone's got FOMO, though, innit? We said it the other week. Like, once you leave, let's say to Thailand, and come back in like 2, 3, 4 years, you've missed out on God knows how much. And me personally, I don't want to miss out on that much.
I think the only reason to stay here would be the job opportunities. Because obviously, if you get a job in London, you're most likely to be paid more anyway than other places.
Yeah, true. London pays you the most.
Yeah. So that's the only reason you stay here.
Outside of America, though.
Yeah.
Depending on your industry, obviously.
Yeah. But I'm saying, like, if you're in London, especially, like, obviously, you know everything's expensive, but you know you're going to get a good job. Yeah. Whether or not you're going to get the best value for your money in London, that's another question. But the salary you receive will be good. But everything else around you is just expensive. So you won't even notice how good you're getting it. So that's why this remote working thing actually sounds lit, though.
Bro, I'm telling you that. Everyone that gets a job in London, works remotely or lives outside the city, is taking home the most, probably.
Yeah, 100%.
Because your outgoings, they're not high on commute or flipping.
Yeah.
Living in London, rent, bills, like he's saying. Do you know what I mean? So, but then again, the houses outside of London, they're getting more expensive.
Doesn't matter. They're not as expensive.
Look at Kent. Like, the crypto in Kent are rising, bro. Essex as well.
Did you see her tweet?
What?
Sorry, you mentioned Kent. A tweet of someone said... Kent and Essex should self-soften and be as diverse by the time I get there, you know? The amount of racists that came under that.
The comments, bro.
Nobody wants you here. That's why we moved to Kent, to avoid you. You know what I mean?
I was like, raw, people are actually angry?
No, that's crazy. But it's happening anyways, though, to be fair.
Yeah, of course it's going to happen. People are going to move out eventually.
I mean, a lot of men already live in Kent and Essex anyway.
Yeah.
You get it.
That's because it's closer to London, though.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's in the outskirts of London. Yeah, outskirts of London. And that's where people are being forced to move to.
To afford living life, bro.
Yeah, even though it's still expensive there, I'll be real.
And the trains are becoming quicker and faster. Faster for people that live outside of London. Lisbeth Line stretches to flipping Brentwood. That's in Essex, bro. Deep Essex countryside.
Lisbeth Line is too much of a pattern, I'll be
real. You get it? So, yeah.
Either way, I'm not going to lie. Moving out of this country is not as far as...
That's out of the country?
No, yeah, for sure.
It depends for how long, though. Do you know what I mean? No,
bro, like, as in to set up your life, bro. I'm not gonna lie.
Saying it, bro. It's not as actually... Especially by the time we're able to actually afford to live in like buy a house and everything like that.
Yeah.
Moving out of the country will be a very big consideration
for like, most imagine of us. Stacking like 50 bags and going to Nigeria.
I'm not going to Nigeria for good. You would get a good value for your money. You get
100%. Value. Of course you would.
100%.
But let's say someone like one of us wanted to do it though. What happens to the pod?
Bye.
That's mad though. That's actually mad though when you think about it.
Bro, I'm not gonna lie.
That's actually mad though when you think about it though.
Yeah, but like I'm not gonna lie. My life is actually
obviously yeah. You know what I mean? Obviously yeah, but it doesn't make it any easier. Like
maybe not bad, like maybe the other two have to keep it going, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a massive
like,
shift.
Let's say now, like the pod gets signed or whatever. Like you gotta keep it going, bro.
Yeah, true.
The deal still be,
or maybe until the deal gets.
Yeah,
needs to be written
because the deal would probably be hinging on the three of us being on the
pod. Yeah, something like that.
Do you know what I mean? So
that reminds me about receipts. They got signed.
Spotify.
Yeah.
Resigned.
Receipts. Yeah, they weren't in a deal.
What?
Yeah, but they got re-signed.
Are you sure?
Yes, I listened to the
pod. You listened to it as well?
Yeah, bro.
They which one? Re-signed. The recent one. No. Listen to their first one back.
The after. First one back where they spoke about the beef and whatever.
Yeah.
They got re-signed.
I didn't finish.
They weren't in a contract when she said that she's leaving.
Oh, see, that would have been techie.
Yeah, so they got re-signed.
Oh.
Yeah, how did they get signed? They must know people.
Bro, I can't lie. Their numbers are stupid.
They've been signed time ago.
But still.
Their numbers are high.
But who else is like signed to Spotify? Yeah, I don't know what.
Free Shots used to be.
Free Shots used to be. Yeah. I know Free Shots, but like what other black? I know Free Shots and Receipts. But who else?
It's you know what? It's because they're clearing their field, though, isn't it? Like, name another black female podcast. Do you get it? They're clearing their field. There's no competitors there.
I know, like,
because everyone like, listens to them, but they're high and
yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Oh, or BTS.
Yeah.
Yeah, fair enough. But I mean, Receipts have been around since what 2016, 2017. Like, they've brought their following of how many black women and white women in the country for how long, bro? You get it? But even on that beef, though, they were saying how.
It was still
when it came out on Twitter that Milena, they had a problem with Milena not clearing up the fact that people were spreading or talking about things that didn't happen.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Which is still like very valid.
Yeah. Because apparently like she just left.
Mm-hmm.
There was no conversation.
Apparently they were good before.
They were good before, like the day before. One of them saw them the day before and then the next day she just said, yeah, I'm not here. Which is quite mad, I'm not going to lie. If one of them did that, it'd be beef. I'm not joking. It'd actually be beef, bro.
That should be a pull-up thing, like,
it'd be a pull-up thing, bro. Like, do you get me? Is he home?
Forget that. Like, come next goal session, bro. Let's see. Let me see there.
Bro.
Now, it better be a thing of you're leaving the pond, you're leaving the man then.
Yeah. You got to leave everything. You got to leave the car. You don't do something mad, bro.
You don't do something mad like that.
Yeah.
Oh, my
God. Then the man might ask him, what go on, man? I don't know, bro. I just start yazzing something so tight, bro.
Nah. Bear in mind, Orgy was pregnant.
Yeah, she did kind of violate, I'm not gonna lie, but then again, you never know what happens in the dark, bro.
But I mean, to leave with no conversation, it's not even like the pod was a new, bro. They've been going for, what, 5-6 years on the bounce. It's mad.
Ooh, child. It's
crazy still.
Who's that? But yeah, I
forgot to send a message to the person. Sugar.
Did I post a clip? Yeah, I did.
Did you?
Yeah, I did.
When?
No, before, just as we got here.
Is it on Drive?
No, this old one.
Oh.
Yeah, something boosted the new ones or anything like that. But yeah, thank you a lot for the messages for my birthday.
Yeah.
Appreciate that. You know what I mean?
How was it though? What did you do? Stay home?
Stayed home, bro. I went out to eat yesterday, actually. Other than that, no.
Nice food.
Yeah, it was good food still.
Ambiance, because that's what Tuesday night, like, was it empty.
Yeah, empty still.
So no,
quality still. But I didn't do a birthday shout on Snapchat, which I was really happy about. I was battling though. I was thinking like, nah, Huss, just put massive Huss. Yeah, like just post, like, why not? Mm. But I was like, nah, let me actually stick to it. Because last year I didn't stick to it. This year I stuck to it. I actually got birthday messages, and the messages were sweet this year. It's like, God bless you, bountiful. God bless you, times to your blessings. I'm like, me, I just say happy birthday. Do you know what I mean? But I got a lot of that, which I was happy about.
Yeah.
And then towards the end of the night, I was like, let me just post on Snap. Oh, thank you for the messages.
Yeah.
Next year.
More messages came
bro,
in.
Because everyone then knows all these pussies that were late just started flowing in.
Yeah.
But you know, I still say thank you. I've got messages today, bro, saying happy birthday. I'm thinking, bro.
Belated in that, innit?
Yeah. I was like, okay, fair enough.
But if.
I don't feel a way, if that's what you're going to say.
Okay, yeah, fair enough.
Not gonna lie,
Fair enough. That's crazy. If I'm late, I was gonna say though.
No, because I actually felt the same. I used to say the same for like, if I missed, I'm not gonna say it because like, why'd I say it now? You feel the type of way. You won't feel the type of way. It's actually still nice to get.
Yeah.
It's actually still nice. So now, if I miss someone's birthday, I'm still gonna say it.
Yeah.
I'm still gonna say it.
So. I feel bad though for missing it. Like, for not saying it on the day, I'll be like, oh, damn.
Yeah, one guy felt bad. He actually voiced him like, yeah, it was a long day, bro. I didn't even know. Or whatever, blah, blah, blah. But I should have said happy birthday.
It's chatting. Just forgot.
No, I'm not like,
sorry. You're violating.
No, he probably didn't know. I'm like, he actually probably didn't know. Like, I wouldn't expect him to know because I don't know who he is either.
Yeah.
So he doesn't know. But like, it's someone that would say happy birthday if he knew. Yeah. Know? So he was like, oh, I should have said it, blah, blah, blah. But it was a long day.
Did you get any gifts?
Yeah. One or two.
Friends?
One or two stuff.
You thought he was going to get gifts from us, innit?
No, not really.
I like said that last week. He's like, I know you might go big. I know you might go.
Nah, not really.
I wasn't lying, man. Man saw the list and I was like, they were ticked off. And I was like, that's never gonna happen.
Whoever's ticking off stuff that they actually buy, you're just a waste, man.
That must have happened though.
They did.
Fire store.
I think I only got two out of all the stuff that were ticked. You know what I mean? But yeah. For me, gifts aren't really a thing. Like, I don't actually care about gifts.
But you wanted to start though, innit?
Start with who?
You put it on your flipping bio, bro.
I wanted it to start for myself or to buy people gifts?
Nah, to get yourself as your birthday because it was first. Or the first one of 2024, innit?
Oh, yeah, that's just because I actually want the gifts.
Oh,
fair. I mean, like, let people buy me stuff, bro.
Fair enough.
But yeah, it didn't happen. Don't really care.
So we start from Bento's birthday. We didn't get round to it, innit?
Start next year, bro.
What do you mean? That's crazy. That's not really fair, though.
Start next year, bro. It's calm.
Wow. Nah, I'm trying to shit. Check the sofa in it. Next to the sofa.
But bro. That's the thing, I knew you guys got.
No, you didn't. Right. Oh my God. I looked at his face. I looked at his face.
Here's my thing. I can't be outwitted, bro. So I knew from last week, I'm telling you, I saw you man's face. You might knew last week you were getting me something, though.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. But as I said this thing today, you didn't really, you were like, they didn't get me something store.
What did you say?
You was deep in it behind the plant. When I said we didn't get you sign, I saw it in your face. You were like, oh, sugar, man.
Ross!
You actually felt sad. So I'm like, I'm trying to shit.
Ross! Hey!
Cheers, mate.
Happy birthday, mate.
Cheers. Hey, happy dude! Birthday, mate. Whoa! Guys, I'm shocked. Wow, I'm shocked. I'm actually shocked. Wow, guys. Thank you, man. Thank you, man. No, I'm not gonna. I'm actually shocked. So I thought it was gonna be one. Wait, so last week you didn't know?
What do you mean?
No, he didn't know.
You knew that you're gonna get stuff.
I already had the gift last week.
Oh, I didn't, but he told me, and then I was like, yeah, and I got it.
Wow.
There's no way. I'm telling you. From when we just started talking about today, bro, he was like, oh, maybe they didn't get me a gift, bro. Maybe I actually didn't.
He was contemplating it. Do you know what it is, though? I knew that if I was getting a gift, I was getting it this episode.
Okay.
But that's because after the conversation last week,
yeah.
I see you guys' faces. I'm like, nah, something's up.
Yeah.
So then I was like, okay, something's up. You lot got me a gift. But I'm not 100% sure.
I was even thinking to do it next week because then he really thinks that no one got me a gift.
But then again, I wouldn't care. Next week would be like, bro, you actually got me something. This week, I wasn't actually thinking about it when I drove here. I wasn't actually thinking about it. But I was like, if they're to get me a gift, it's coming out this episode.
Yeah.
But yeah, I appreciate it, man. Damn. I just added to my list of people I have to buy for now.
We're expenses. Crazy.
Shy! August.
That's a long one. Long one still.
That's even, August.
Goodness me.
Summer's going to be
summertime. Yosh. I appreciate it a lot, man.
Yeah, man.
Wow.
This was four. 2024, new beginnings.
New beginnings for real, bro. Russ, man. Appreciate that a lot, man.
I think I got the right size, though. It should be the right size, yeah.
Should be, man. I forced my feet in, don't worry.
Brilliant, mate. Nice.
Russ, man. I put the love this year, man. Russ.
Yeah, man.
I'm a nice guy, man. I think I'm a nice guy. Do I get treated by some people? You know what I mean?
Oh, Versace. Fairs?
Yeah, man. That's crazy.
Add that one to the collection.
So who's Russ? I was actually indirect to you two.
What?
Because these are...
Wait, was that ticked off?
I think.
Was it?
I tried to take it off.
I don't think it was.
I didn't know how the thing worked. It was asking me to put my email and I was like,
You clicked on it, innit?
Yeah.
Yeah, there was a button to say, like, take it off, innit?
Reserve.
Yeah, reserve, yeah.
Yeah, but then after that, it was asking for my email and I just clicked off it. I was like, I'm not doing that.
Oh.
So I don't know if it's still, like, ticked off.
I'm trying to go on my browser.
Because I was like, why are you asking for my email? It's kind of booky still. Before it starts sending me marketing stuff.
You thought
they'll,
like, bit you out? Oh, okay.
No, I just start sending
me. Oh, no, it wasn't actually ticked off.
It wasn't?
No. Oh, so you ticked off. Okay, first. 1, 2, 3. So someone did the blue shit up, but I don't know actually.
Damn.
Bro. Fair enough, man. Damn, I appreciate it a lot, man.
Wow.
Wish list.
Wow. Wow. So, guys, how'd you listen?
Oh.
Damn! We're gotta buy you lot of stuff.
Good friends, bro.
Gotta buy you lot of stuff, man.
We're good friends. You got time. You got a few months. Just save up.
Damn, man. Wow, random! You actually surprised me. I thought it was one, but two. Damn!
You actually thought it was one. You actually thought it was one.
Do it is though. That, let me know. Like, I thought about it. Yeah, I was thinking. Okay, cool. He's come with his black bag again, as usual.
Exactly.
But it could be in there. But then I was like, if you not share the gift, it would make more sense if you bring it.
Yeah.
So how you got in here is that you put it here before I got here.
Yeah.
God.
I literally, I got here like 25 minutes before you lot got here. Maybe 30 minutes.
First.
7:50 something.
You could have come at your normal time.
Yeah, I came early.
But you could have come.
I could have.
Because we were, you always get before us.
Yeah, but I didn't chance it, innit?
Fairs.
Just in case you got here on time. So then I went up and what was it? Yeah, you opened the door. And then when he came in and he was like, oh, your boy was here. I thought he was talking about me because he saw me earlier. And I was like, gonna beat me up. But he was talking about my man that we saw.
Yeah, no, I was that other guy, yeah.
Yeah, but I thought you was talking about me. Because I didn't tell him we were gonna surprise you. Like, I didn't tell him I was putting something there for, like, for you as a surprise. So when he said, oh, your boy was there, I thought he was gonna just beat out the whole thing. But yeah, mate, that was, I was gonna say it was my idea, but it wasn't my idea, to be fair. Yeah.
Whose idea was it then?
Our friend.
Ferris.
Yeah. I was actually gonna bring it to a crib. And then there was like, oh, there's still an episode so everyone can actually see that you lot gifted each other. I was like, okay, that makes sense, to be fair. That makes sense. But, yeah, mate.
Bro, yeah. That shut me up. That's really shut me up, man.
You know what I mean, mate? It's a nice little... Where'd you get that ring, Benzo?
Should I cry?
This one.
Yeah, the one from the right hand.
From Amazon somewhere.
Oh, you told me.
Yeah.
Yeah, I need to get some more.
I said, should you cry? Relax,
I feel like I'm going to cry.
Just relax.
No, you don't, bro.
Of course not, bro. I'm bloody gangster.
Can you imagine? Fam, my flipping necklace, yeah? Remember when I posted on my private, I couldn't put it on?
You lost it or something?
Nah, so my fingers are too big to put it on, bro.
Yeah.
Bro, I got out of the shower. I was in the mirror for like 25 minutes.
Trying to put it on. Oh, sorry.
I don't wear it in the shower. I was trying to put it on and I was struggling. Like, my fingers wouldn't like clip onto the finger. It kept slipping off.
I can't do even this. Huh? I can't do it. I have to get someone else to do it for me all the time.
But you can't do that, though.
I can never.
What if you're home alone?
Bro, I wait till I see the person, a person I'm meeting.
Swear.
Yeah, I put it on.
What, your bracelet?
Yeah.
You can't put it on?
No. I actually can't. I don't know how
the hook looks big, though.
It's too small. This clip is...
Yeah, like, yeah. I just put my nail.
It just still slips off of me.
Because I don't always have nails, though.
No, same, but like, I always like still go into my skin, but okay.
Yeah. You need to get some more jewelry, man.
This is the most amount of gifts I've got in a year.
Fairs.
In my lifetime.
The wish list thing makes sense, though, be real.
No, big man thing, it does. Like, you just add anything you want.
It does. It does make sense.
No, you lot need to do wish lists as well, brother. I'm not going to lie. No, I don't expect you to think, please. That's the best. Like, wish list is the best thing for someone. And I'll just quickly grab it. Raw, man. But now you know that you've got a guaranteed gift for that every year now. So that's...
Yeah, it's lit, bro.
It's lit, man. You might as well spend money quickly.
Like, I don't know why we wasn't doing it before. Like, girls are doing it.
Yeah,
but you rarely see guys gift each other. I'm like, why not?
Now imagine if every man in the group chat was gifting each other. That's crazy. Enjoying your birthday every year.
That's crazy.
It's true. You would be, but
that's long.
That's work. Like cash money, man.
Nah, here is the
especially one. On certain months where you'll have like
certain men have like what flipping Isla's birthday is the day after mine.
Yeah, stuff like that.
Stuff
like that.
I'll be like every month.
You buy your £200 gift. Now you know the love is different.
Bro. Now this pass on. Nah, it's crazy still, but
Ross.
Yeah, man. It's good we started this tradition, man. It's a smooth one. Wishlist is kind of long, but I can't lie, man.
Nah, bro. I was actually just at it. Bro, I did shirts, bro. I did protein shake.
I swear someone got you that.
Yeah, I got that before my birthday, though.
What's the shirt for work?
Yeah.
I need some more shirts, too. I need to up my office attire game, man.
Yeah, same.
It's too limited right now, man.
But then again, like, I just prefer useful gifts. Do you know what I mean?
Like the shirt?
Yeah.
And protein, obviously.
Yeah, because like, it just alleviates stress from getting stuff that is just long.
Yeah, that's why sometimes when I see like socks on boxes alongside like man's gifts, like man's gifts, I'm like, that makes sense though.
No, it's very...
Because I actually need socks. I actually need boxes.
Like, I got boxes as a gift on you. I was like, thank you, because I actually need these.
Yeah, or vests. Like, something I need day to day, you know what I mean? As long as that's not the main gift, that's a vibe. Flipping out.
No, that was my main gift.
I see it. Huh?
That was my main gift. Boxes. My Oxford, you know what I mean? I actually asked, like, yo, grab me boxes, please. And they were Calvin Klein.
How does that make it better?
I'm actually covering my face. Man just stuck my tongue out, bro. What's wrong with me? In fact, I'm not covering them. If you want to screenshot, I don't care.
What are we doing? Pause. Are you lot getting gifts from your partners? Well, would you expect it? Or would you think that's the right thing to do for them to get you a gift for Valentine's? Or are you still thinking that it's just them? Because before I used to think, man, I'm just getting her something. Now I'm thinking, this is a couple's thing. So like,
yeah, it's a couple's thing.
Like, it's either we do something together, like an activity or like a game or something, or we go and watch something, or we gift each other and then we go out or something like that.
It's definitely mutual, but in my mind, I'm okay with it just being I take her out or something.
I'm okay with spending more on that day.
I'm okay with spending
more for Valentine's.
But I'm not okay with it being one-sided.
Yeah, no, I'm okay with that.
Maybe I need to break that like barrier in my head.
Yeah.
So it's definitely a couple thing.
Yeah.
But I'm not expecting anything.
Mm.
Do you know what I mean?
Expect. It's the word though, expect. I don't expect it, but why would you not? It's a couple's thing.
But then again, you have to ask the girl to be your Valentine. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's that sort of stuff that makes it seem like it's not a couple's thing.
Yeah, but like once you ask someone to be your Valentine, once they've said yes, they understand it's a couple's thing. It is a couple's thing.
Yeah.
Valentine's is just a couple's thing, man.
It's a couple's thing regardless.
It is.
But me personally, I just don't expect anything.
If it's a couple's thing, why is it only you getting something out of it?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
That doesn't make sense. That it's not a couple's thing. It's
like,
as
much as I like going out with you, like, I'd rather...
stay at home.
Save my money.
save my money.
Exactly. If we're not both putting something into it, let's stay at home and watch a romance movie.
Like, if you take her to dinner, what have you got out of it?
Not like
nothing. You've lost money.
Thank you for bringing this up. You can clip this and they will, like, if you get me, they'll see this.
No. It needs to be brought up because it's around the corner. Like,
thank you. Like, you actually saved a lot of mandem right now.
You taking her to dinner, that's not enough. I'm sorry.
Yo, clip this. Go on TikTok. If you're watching this right now, send this to your gal.
Mandem have got to stand up for themselves.
Yeah, true. Because
you're footing the bill at dinner and then you're going home. What? What have you got? Start a main and dessert. What's that, bro?
Your contact list has been tapping. Ping.
You know what I mean?
Done.
Like, dinner is just a standard thing when you're in a relationship. So like, what have you got?
Yo, girls,
come on, man. Step the game business, up, man. Get some motion, man. We got to change this.
A lot of girls have motion, though.
A lot do still. But yeah, man.
Valentine's Day's being brought up early this year, though. You know, it's only January.
It's 17th. It's even midweek, isn't it,
bro? Yeah, it's midweek still.
That's crazy still. Going out on a midweek, that'd be mad. I might have to move that to the weekend if I
didn't. Yeah, it's a weekend fixture still.
You get it? Like, just actually work in the morning.
Big man team.
Then again, I feel like on a whim, I'd just do it on a Wednesday night.
Nope.
If you're working from home, you would, don't I?
Nope.
Yeah, you would. That's cap.
What if they're not working from home? Couple scene, bro. It's not only about you.
Nice. Fair enough. You got me. Fair
enough. Fair enough. Anyways, man.
Yeesh.
Gotta head out, man. I'm in the office tomorrow.
Damn. Yeah.
Back after. Yeah.
This is episode 113, I believe.
Yeah, so man.
Like, comment, subscribe, all the like,
good
stuff.
Man. Make sure you interact with the polls on Spotify again. Make sure you leave a thoughts about the episode, what you thought about it.
Of course.
If you enjoyed it, what you didn't enjoy it, things like that, man.
Mm. Tell a friend to tell a friend.
Tell your family.
Yeah. What we're saying, boy, is to TikTok, all the like, good stuff.
Everywhere, man.
Yeah, today on the board, thanks for coming, man.
Thank you. It's been a boy, Hustle Hustler. Still with the hustle, my people.
Stay with it.
Stay with it, man. It's been your boy, Benz on the booth.
Benzo.
And we'll see you on the next one still.